Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Much for joining us on this Friday edition. It is the 19th day of June 2009. Big radio show lined up for you today. We've got Bob Chapman for our once a week economic visit joining us to cover what's happening in the markets and the economy. And boy, a lot of big developments since we had him on last week. That'll be a jam-packed and informative hour. Then Dr. Neil Carman will be in studio with another guest, a local anti-fluoride activist, to chronicle what's really in sodium fluoride, because that's a catch-all term for a whole bunch of chemicals they're putting in the water supply under international mandate. And Ray Nadler will be joining us also in studio, so that is coming up in the second half of the third hour into the fourth hour. And then Gary Talis, nickname German Talis. Remember Fox News and the New York Post and others said that he savagely ran up for no reason and began attacking like some type of vampiric goblin a woman in a wheelchair. Now, it turned out the girl in the wheelchair was the daughter of a neocon developer, construction individual, with interesting ties to, quite a few interesting characters in and around 9/11. And We Are Change was at an event in New York now about a year ago, and simply were trying to ask questions of world leaders politely when they were assaulted, they said, by the girl's father, who then ran across the street with the wheelchair, ramming it into them, saying, "He is attacking her. He is attacking my daughter." And then the police wouldn't release the surveillance camera tapes. They wouldn't release the street cameras that happened to be on the scene. And I had all these We Are Chain witnesses saying, "It's incredible. He did nothing. They just came out of the blue and attacked." Well, the Secret Service testified against him. The police testified against him. But the New York jury knows what that means. They've learned, oh, that means it's a lie. Secret Service says one thing, it's the other. Police say one thing, it's the other. Juries are meant to be that final last line of defense against tyranny. And he was found not guilty. And now a lot of you have opened yourselves up for serious liability. New York Post hurriedly did a retraction yesterday. Not good enough. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today. Vindicated. Gary took my advice and others' advice. I said, go all the way to the mat. Let them falsely convict you. Get an appeal. You've got the witnesses. You're telling the truth. This is an obvious setup, PSYOP. One of their favorites. Fox News is in trouble on this one. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Spring is is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up at the last 30 minutes of the show today, the New York Post has had to do a retraction. Fox News has not done one yet, but they need to. They reported as if it was an absolute convicted fact. They didn't say alleged. They said a 9/11 truther savagely, for no reason, ran out of the darkness and attacked a girl in a wheelchair. Gary Tallis, goes by German Tallis. And we had all these We Are Change witnesses. We Are Change witnesses saying it was crazy. The guy just came across the street and came over and started screaming at us, ramming his daughter into us, screaming, "Don't attack my daughter." And the Secret Service and police came over and said, "No, you attacked her. We're going to charge you with all these felonies of attacking a poor girl in a wheelchair." And then they went and seized all the cameras and all the surveillance camera footage from the hotel and said it didn't exist. Well, the jury heard all that and found Mr. Tallis not guilty. Now, why is that an important issue? In the United States, they are proposing to not allow jury trials in many types of court cases now. And in England, it's already been put into effect. And I had the London Guardian headline about how they're getting rid of juries. And they even have secret trials now in England, the same thing being adopted here. Kind of like Obama announces cybersecurity to take over the entire web and end freedom on the Internet, as it's known. England now has announced they're adopting. Australia is adopting and saying this means an end to free speech on the Internet. The government itself says we're putting in Chinese, communist Chinese-style net censorship. This is on record. So, our journey towards complete and absolute tyranny is accelerating right now. Coming up later in the next hour, we're going to start simulcasting for 3 hours today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Headline, Ron Paul slams Federal Reserve, new dictatorial powers. And he did that on MSNBC yesterday. Remember the article that Paul Watson wrote yesterday that I ask everybody to get out to as many people as they can, because without even a whimper, certainly not a bang, the White House has released the text of the new legislation they want to pass by the end of this session coming up in the fall to not just let the Federal Reserve steal any amount of money it wants, but to come in and not just forcibly take over GM, Ford, Chrysler, but to take over dealerships, to take over restaurants, to take over public and private lands. And notice the Supreme Court ruled years ago, private interest or government interest can take whatever they want, not even for the public good, just if the government feels like it. And private interest can even give campaign contributions, starting bidding wars, to mayors and governors and others to come and take your property and give it to them. That's the real outrage in the new London Kelo decision. And this isn't Alex Jones saying this. The Washington Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times all reported Wednesday and Thursday that, oh, this gives the Federal Reserve the power to take over any industry, any company, any business, or anything they want in the economy. This is a dictatorship of the private bankers. But now Ron Paul has come out and talked about it as well and said the Federal Reserve has more power than Congress under this system. Just like the World Trade Organization was given more power, Congress voted away its authority back in the mid-1990s to a private World Trade Organization. This is what globalization and New World Order is all about. It is where private corporate interests create international private corporate quasi-governmental bodies. They're privately owned but have governmental power. And then lobby the nation states, Japan, Germany, England, the United States, and others, to cede or hand their authority over to the new multinational private conglomerates via treaties. That's what this is. GATT and NAFTA are treaties. The World Trade Organization is a treaty. NATO is a treaty. The United Nations is a treaty. We are treaty signatories to it. Then we sign other treaties like UNESCO, saying the UN runs college and high school accredited courses, that they set the parameters. That's why they teach your kids they've got a carbon footprint and man-made global warming is real and we've got to have one-child policies and the family's bad. That's why they do all of this. That's why this is happening. And now, because the world's been operating for at least half a century under this system, the banks are just coming out in the open and saying, we are now going to be the bank of the world. And you are going to pay your taxes to us. And I know I repeat this day in and day out because this is all that matters. Congress, through continuity of government, through national security acts, has been made to be ceremonial. And reading the Club of Rome and CFR and Trilateral Commission and all these documents on air over the years, and making films like Endgame, they had said they were going to create a new bank of the world that set carbon tax rates, environmental policies, world tax rates for the OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, and that through the central government, through the continuity of government control grid, they would administer, but at least with the illusion that the national government still ran something. They are jumping ahead and over that directly to the final phase of the regional governorship banks, like the Federal Reserve, as part of a larger global consortium, openly ruling everything. It's just incredible. And so I'm going to continue to hammer this and hammer this and hammer this and hammer this and hammer this until enough of the American people are aware of this is happening so they can inform others, so we can get critical mass going, so that people realize this is a bloodless, economic, total coup d'etat with a open new form of government being founded. I mean, in 1913, when the Federal Reserve took over the issuance of currency and credit, a fourth branch of government that was privately owned and controlled was born. It is now rendering obsolete. It is now decommissioning, wrecking, splitting, decimating, annihilating. Let's say there's four train lines: judicial, the courts, legislative, the Congress, and executive, the presidency. Those are four railway tracks going in the same direction. Next to it, in 1913, they laid down the private Federal Reserve line. They transferred more and more power over to that new fourth line of government, privately owned and run. And now they don't want the people remembering the legitimate three branches of government, so that power can be transferred back over to that. And so they've got one of those rail splitters being dragged over the other three lines, tearing up all the railroad ties and dragging off the rail lines, so that those three branches of government are rendered absolutely impotent, not even impotent, abolished executively. So first thing the bankers did after they laid down their fourth rail was they transferred most of the power, because that was the first step, out of the judicial and legislative into the executive fraudulently. And then now they're just removing any authority from those three branches altogether. And, of course, there was a true fourth rail, not the fraudulent counterfeit fourth rail that the bankers created, that was states' rights in the states. But the proper way to describe it is the foundation, the bedrock, the rail beds on which the three branches of government were laid and built, the gravel beds, was the states, the Confederation creating the federal government. And so the feds have annihilated that as well. So the offshore banks get in power in 1913. They come in, they take over the states, they render the states vassals of the federal government. Then they start mashing all the federal government's power so it's easily controlled and can be administered more easily through the fraud in the executive. And now they're transferring all that executive power that's ill-gotten and ill-gained into the private hands of the private Federal Reserve, which itself is a regional governorship of the world federalist system run by the private central banks, who issue the world's currencies and credit, and so they control the planet. And that's why they're trying to shut down counties and cities and states and universities and businesses that are issuing their own currencies. When you walk into a Walmart and buy a gift card, that is a form of alternative currency, but it's based and denominated in Federal Reserve notes, so the feds don't go after it. But a lot of cities and counties have been issuing for decades their own script that is accepted and used for barter at restaurants and coffee shops and auto repair shops and golf courses and what have you. The feds are raiding and arresting these people all over the country right now. They're arresting people trying to barter silver. They're arresting people paying with $2 bills. They've got the clerks looking for people using alternative currencies so much that when somebody walks in with a $2 bill, the Declaration of Independence on the back, which is Federal Reserve note, you are arrested, you are charged, and in some cases you are convicted. The juries are so dumb, when the feds come in and say this is illegal, they say, you're going to jail, buddy. You're not allowed to use Federal Reserve notes, if we say. Those are illegal as well. Mind control. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
How the Republic falls.
The rusty chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. Central Standard Time blasting out on the AM and FM dial. Global shortwave. Satellite internet. XM retransmits us 4 hours on Saturdays. We're appreciative of that. Really growing, thanks to all of you spreading the word. But the reason the private offshore banks are able to get away with this, because it's so incredibly outrageous. Coming up, we are going to be breaking that down with Bob Chapman next hour, theinternationalforecaster.com. Ron Paul slams Federal Reserve's new dictatorial powers. Congressman tells MSNBC that the very entity responsible for the economic crisis is now more powerful than Congress. Now, that's what Ron Paul said yesterday evening. We said yesterday morning in our article breaking this down at PrisonPlanet.com, Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And I've even gotten emails of people going, oh, it's not that bad. Okay, let me explain something. The banker bailout bill of last year said the Federal Reserve cannot be audited, cannot be looked into. None of the banks that are given the money can be investigated. The money can go to offshore banks. The money can go to China to pay them off to implement global carbon taxes. That was in USA Today. They can do whatever they want. They're offshore private corporation, and you don't have any say. And it's unlimited money. Now, they said that they would immediately spend the trillions of dollars, not $700 billion. They admitted that was just a really big number to put out there to you. The $700 billion was just a really big number, actually small compared to the real number, just so people could quantify that it wasn't an unlimited amount. But Bloomberg reports $14.8 trillion in the first 7 months since that bailout. And that number's a month old. We'll be getting new numbers soon. Just, it makes me so angry. I can hardly even continue this radio show right now. I'm serious. I mean, this is so outrageous. People should be in the streets everywhere demanding that the Federal Reserve chairman be arrested, that all these criminal offshore thugs that have come in and engaged in a corporate takeover and then use the country like their own private credit card, running up the debt to the stratosphere in your names and your children's names. And so what new power could they get? Day one, they said, give us the bailout money and we will get the economy going and get the loans going. And now interest rates in reality are higher. People are like, wait a minute, interest rates are at zero. I don't mean interest rates for the banks. I mean the real interest rates are up. Less loans are being made. That's official numbers. Comprende? The economy is in free fall. It's depression level already, and it's going to be unbelievably bad. But the globalists are busy taking the tens of trillions they've stolen, speculating in the stock market, so some of the stocks are up, and that's fooling some of the people out there. Heaven help you. The real economy is dying, and everything is being fed into the casino stock market. It's all paper. It's all derivative crud. It's a fraud. It's a scam. And the bankers know that. They've got to take all these trillions and get real assets, and a lot of people aren't selling. Oh, GM, you're not going to sell. We'll just federalize you and sell you off to foreign corporations. Oh, your steel mills. The feds say that's part of vital infrastructure. They're seizing it and handing it over to foreign interest. Shareholders in the private Federal Reserve. So, see, what new power could they get if they were already given total secrecy and unlimited funds back in October of last year? The next phase would be to call for a new bank of the world with new regulatory powers over the planet. And they've now done that. And so their regional bank, the Federal Reserve, has to have the unlimited powers now so we can be ruled by this offshore behemoth. And so they're going to run the Congress, the White House, all private industries. The bill states anything and everything connected to the economy, they are over it. And they got paramilitary enforcers ready to come into your factory, your business, your restaurant, your car dealership, and take it over. They are going to steal physically at the point of a gun everything this country's built.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it. He will. Oh, man, he's invented his doom.
Look, we'll cover the financial stuff next hour. And I don't want to sound like a broken record on it. It's hardly anybody gets how big this is. That they've stolen more than the GDP in 7 months, $14.8 trillion. I mean, they're just destroying everything. Do you know what this means? And I've got all these economic numbers coming in. Housing prices dropped by 40% in New York. Another one, New York State unemployment soars a 33-year high. The government saying it's 10%. Every economist we have on, top economist, say it's 20%. And they're saying it's going to go to more like 30 in the next few years. You know what that means? That's higher than the Depression. And they're openly taking the stimulus money and hiring youth brigades that march around in red and black uniforms. And the New York Times reports they're hiring felons for the youth brigades. I mean, I'm living in the outer limits or Twilight Zone. I'm sick of it. I got children that live in this country. It's really happening. Everything the old timers warned us about with the New World Order, because they were in and out of government. They were in the military. They saw this being set up. They read the documents. Let me just tell you some of the news I've got here in front of me. Coming up, Ron Paul slams Federal Reserve new dictatorial powers, makes the point it's a dictatorship of the Fed. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God Ron Paul recognized it. I've been freaking out the last 2 days for somebody to recognize this, and finally he comes out and agrees with me. Literally, other, quote, patriot sites are like, it's not that bad. What do you think it is when they're in Time and Newsweek calling for a Bank of the World to, quote, knock the heads of the American people? That's a quote. Knock our heads. A world government that's going to knock our heads like we're responsible for this. And they're saying, well, we need regulators to stop the corrupt banks and brokerage firms after what they did. The Federal Reserve is the holding company for the very banks that did this. Give them authority to regulate themselves? I am so mad. I feel like just smashing the microphone, smashing the studio, and just leaving. I am sick of doing this, and I'm sick of the cowardly public that's so stupid that they're allowing themselves to have their entire birthright stolen. I'm getting a pounding headache. This only happens every once in a while, and you know, sometimes I even end the show when this happens. I just go to rebroadcast because I am feeling extremely angry right now. And it's a rage I can't control. And you know what? You can call me a weirdo because I get angry about my entire future being destroyed, my children going into offshore banker slavery, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution, all these bills to ban the Second Amendment in Congress with the bastard media saying none of it exists, youth brigades in red and black uniforms marching around, Homeland Security documents saying all protest is terrorism. All the Army training manuals, public mainstream news say any protesting is terrorism. All gun owners are terrorists. All veterans are terrorists. Bull! I almost said it. Bull! You are the terrorist. You people are illegitimate criminal filth. I can't blow up because I'll lose my energy. I have to work all night on a film I'm working on. So I just... Hold on. Okay. I got control there. All right. Look at this. Stanford arrested by FBI outside girlfriend's home. You got to love how they're arresting one of the mid-level little criminals that stole, you know, 8 to 20 billion, they're not sure, like Madoff with 50 to 100 billion, the founder of the NASDAQ, one of the people that helped set up this whole system. And then, he acted alone and his family gets to keep all the money. Sure, he swindled people of over $100 million. The media says $50 billion. He did all that by himself. Under investigation, an alleged $8 million fraud involving sales and certificates of deposits through the antitrust bank. See, they sell those deposits. They leverage them. They fractional reserve them. Surrendered to federal agents and was taken to federal custody, his lawyer said. Stanford, 59, surrendered yesterday to Federal Bureau of Investigation agents who were waiting outside his girlfriend's house in Fredericksburg, Virginia, said Dick DeGrenia, a lawyer for the Texas financier. Stanford is scheduled to appear today in the U.S. District Court in Richmond, according to a government official. And they're going to burn a few mid-level criminals involved in all this, but Bernanke and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the ones running it all, Greenspan, nothing is going to happen to them. And that's why when Congress says, tell us where the trillions went, they say, I don't have to tell you, and I'm not going to tell you. And they tell Senator Sanders that, and they tell Ron Paul that in the House and Senate banking committees, and they go on TV and say, we're above the law. And by the way, we're not just above the law now. We're not just outside the law and commit any crime we want. We now are going to have the Homeland Security and the Armed Department of Treasury and the FBI and everybody else under us with weapons. And we're going to come and take your businesses. You won't sell to us? Because, you know, we got all these tens of trillions we've stolen and created out of nothing. We're going to come make you sell to us, or in some cases they don't even make you sell. They just take it. That's why we got to audit the Federal Reserve. We got to get on the offensive against these people and discredit them and expose them. That's why they've hired thousands of professors and high school teachers to go out and do community service things where they pay for free food and drinks and have the public at hotel balls. They've had five or six I've seen in the news in Austin, where they whine and dine and teach everybody the Federal Reserve is the answer to everything and basically offer the people jobs if they'll be little minion, little Soviet agents of the private Fed. They're just spawning private minions to go around enforcing on us. Usually they don't have to pay these people off. They just have local talk show hosts and media people to a Federal Reserve banquet and buy them a T-bone steak, and they'll sell their whole family out for a million years. There's a report here out of the Associated Press. Dodd, giving the Fed more power is like awarding a son a bigger, faster car right after he crashed the family station wagon. That's Dodd playing politics. Remember when Obama tried to burn Dodd and said Dodd was the one that had given banker anonymity and allowed money from the stimulus package to go to banker bonuses? And Dodd went, what do you mean? You signed the executive order and told the Congress to add that in there. You wouldn't sign it. And the White House said, okay, you're right, and backed off. They were so arrogant, they were trying to blame it on their little low-level demon, Dodd. I have all these idiot Democrats send me emails going, oh, Obama, he's fighting the banker bailout. No, Tim Geithner ran the private New York Fed, the real Fed, the one that runs all the others. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. He was the one, mainstream news admits, telling Bush and Paulson what to do because he was the one at the Federal Reserve giving the money to Goldman Sachs headed up by the Treasury Secretary. And now Geithner's on the news saying, you have got to give unlimited money and funding to the Federal Reserve. I advise you to give them unlimited power when that little bastard is a shareholder in the banks that own shares in the private Fed. When that little creature is the former chief executive officer of the key Federal Reserve Bank. And I'll tell you what this dictatorship's doing. It's even shut down the other Fed governorships that local regional banks thought they were part of. They've all been bitching and complaining, even in Bloomberg, saying we've been completely shut off, and this is a coup d'etat. In fact, remember 2 months ago, Bloomberg headline? Fed governor says Federal Reserve involved in takeover, in financial coup. It is a coup d'etat by an offshore group of pirates. It is outrageous. It is just unbelievably outrageous. The chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd, quoted a critic of the plan to expand the Federal Reserve powers in the Banking Committee hearing. He said, like awarding a son a bigger, faster car right after he crashed the family station wagon. He added that he hadn't made a conclusion on the issue. So see, he's acting like he's against it, but the bastard will vote for it. Watch. See, they'll act like they're against all this stuff. And then George Washington Blogspot says the critic is corrected. The Fed caused the Great Depression, according to Bernanke himself. The Fed largely caused the current financial crisis. The Fed creates new money out of thin air and then charges massive amounts in interest to the federal government, impoverishing the nation and stealing its wealth. And the Fed has refused to tell Congress and the American people where the trillions of dollars in bailout money are going. And then he has all the links. I love his writing. Everything's documented. So it's simple. Things are only going to get worse and worse and worse in the economy, and they're going to force you to serve them, work in their industries, in their police state system. They're converting us from manufacturing and jobs and farming to police state, and then they own the police state private grid. Period. That's coming up with Bob Chapman. Here's some of the other news. ACLU, Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, sue TSA over illegal detention. Remember the audio of him secretly recording it? Campaign for Liberty's having a huge event, selling T-shirts, Coca-Cola, you name it. They got 50,000 people coming into Kansas City to have an event. Their treasurer flies in with, $5,000. You'd have thought he had more. And in America, they search his bag, going to the checkpoint, find the cash, and they pull him aside, and they're about to steal the money under asset forfeiture seizure, like they do little old ladies here in Texas on the side of the highway every day. That's on the news. They said, you're going to answer our questions. And he said, I'm not going to answer any of your questions. It's a free country. But meanwhile, I had Gary Franchi in here. He used to do loss prevention. for a major retailer, and I've talked to so many others just like him, and they'd catch illegal aliens stealing stuff at the department store, and they'd have fake IDs, and the cops would let them go. But if a 16-year-old, zit-faced teenage girl got caught stealing something, they had the book thrown at them, and they're never coming out of the prison system, basically. That's how America works. We are known as the idiot schmucks. We are known as the suckers. We are known as the fools. We are known as the people that will buy anything and will put up with anything because we think we're free. But no, don't want to harass the precious little illegal aliens. I remember 3 years ago they were trying to pass the blanket amnesty plan, and the Congress said, don't worry, we promise it's not an amnesty, but the bill is secret. But then Senator Sessions of Alabama leaked the bill, and it was total complete amnesty for even felons. And they could bring their family members here, unlimited, wide-open borders. It would end illegal immigration because nothing would be illegal. I remember the AP article saying, oh, yes, we're trying to do this to help the illegals in the tough economic times. They were still denying it was bad times for everybody else. And also, we're making sure that we give them loans, even if it's not secured. We don't give this to citizens, but we want to help the immigrant communities. See, I told you about a lady I know, a good family friend, who ran one of the biggest apartment complexes in the state of Texas. She managed several of them here in Austin for the biggest apartment company in the nation. The owner of it just committed suicide a few months ago. He was found dead in his burnout car in West Texas. Totally staged his death, that's clear. But this family friend, who I've known since I was a little kid, the point is, I'm now hearing about the latest chapters in the saga, but going back 5 years ago, they have them up at the Christmas party in Dallas for all the managers. And they tell them, we've secretly been federalized. We have secretly been federalized, and we don't have to pay income taxes anymore on any of our properties in a deal with Homeland Security, but we are to give illegal immigrants apartments. No matter how many they have in it, if it says two occupancy, they can have 10. But we want you to drive the citizens out because we've got to convert to at least half of our occupants being on this new government housing program, part of infrastructure protection. And she's telling me all of this, and I already knew about it, but here it was directly, where they get to do whatever they want. You want to shoplift? You want to drunk drive? You want to not have insurance? Red carpet. They're passing laws all over the country where license plate reading cameras scan your license plate. They're already doing it, but it feeds into software. And the day your insurance is out, you're going to get arrested because you're a fat, stupid slave, land of the cowards, home of the yellow bellies that'll put up with anything. But an illegal alien gets pulled over, red carpets shoot out in front of them. You want houses and don't have credit? You got it. You want to be able to have 10 people in an efficiency apartment? You got it. You want to be above the law? You got it. You want to be able to shoplift? You got it. Because this is a criminal government. At the top, the bankers can steal, loot, rob. They want the illegals here to drive down wages to blow out their enemy, the middle class. This is military warfare. Pressure from below, pressure from above. Got the bankers and the IRS throwing everything they got at the American people. Meanwhile, billionaires cannot be audited because they don't even allow the IRS to audit them, don't even allow case officers at that level. That's mainstream news. Half of Congress, AP reports, doesn't even pay taxes. It's all just a sickening joke of criminals running around everywhere, and they want the third world populations up here to blow out the wages and bankrupt America so nobody had a chance, and so everybody had to go into debt for the credit cards, and so everybody would implode, and so both the mother and father had to work, so the kids would have to stay in school past 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, so the TV and the government could raise the kids so the parents wouldn't. And they've done a great job, and they've devastated us, and the public's a bunch of brain-dead animals who can't even hardly string a sentence together, and everything's collapsing and falling apart, and the New World Order using high-tech psych warfare and economic warfare has devastated the nation, and now they're rolling in with a completely engineered depression to bring in a hardcore tyranny and mop up the operation. And they're shifting the entire military over to Skynet. And that's not from the 1984 movie with the Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger. The script writers from that got all of that from Pentagon battle plans for Skynet, GroundNet, SmartNet, SmartDust, Skynet blimps, Skynet hovercraft, Skynet drones. I went and saw the new Terminator movie because they're connected in with people making a Bilderberg Group movie, so I wanted to see it. And it was all stuff that's already there. 20 years ago, they had those drones. The very drones that fly up and scan their faces to see if they need to be terminated are the very drones that I saw on Fox News 5 years ago. They're going to deploy in America. We're going to be under Skynet, but controlled by humans. And they're going to carry out their extermination grid against the population of the planet. You think I'm joking around? It's all in the government documents, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sickening joke how they throw it in our face what they're going to do to us. But they got to bankrupt us first, get all the families broken up, controlled under government, and then the killing can start.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another.
Wall Street through Yale set up the OSS, and then they set up the CIA in 1947. And they run all the insider trading. They run all the scams. It's all a bunch of Madoff-type individuals. It's all a bunch of R. Allen Stanfords. And here's Reuters. CIA seeks laid-off bankers in New York recruitment drive. And it says CIA bankers in America. That scumbag banker always trying to take your farm and ranch, he's InfraGuard CIA ready to bust a cap right in your head. If you don't like that, they've hired the preachers to tell the stupid flocks to go along with this. Look, they mean business. This is a covert military operation. This is Reuters. Laid off from Wall Street, the CIA wants you, as long as you can pass a lie detector test. That's a funny. And show that you are motivated by service to your country rather than your wallet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly who they're looking for. Yeah, they find out you're moral, they'll have you being a clerk. But they find out you're a hardcore criminal, a high-level operating psychopath, he'll be feasting on man flesh. The Central Intelligence Agency has been advertising for recruits and will be holding interviews on June 22nd at a secret location in New York. Yeah, they're expanding the size of the CIA with HUMET by at least four times, human intelligence, and they're turning them all loose on your streets. They admit it. They go, oh, we're setting up local CIA offices, liaisoning with the Pentagon in your city. We're fighting the evil gun owners. By the way, protesting's illegal, and we're getting rid of juries. We're the good guys. We're the foreign bankers. What, you don't love America? We may have to waterboard you. Economics, finance, and business professionals in the quest for the bottom line is just not enough for you. That's right. You want to torture people. They won't hand over their company. Economics, finance, and business professionals, if the quest for the bottom line is not enough for you, the Central Intelligence Agency has a mission like no other. The one radio advertisement for the agency says, join the CIA's Directorate of Intelligence and be part of the global mission as an economic or financial analyst. Make a difference in your career and for your nation, it says. Analyze what companies might keep America afloat. Give us the information and we'll send in regulators to shut them down and hand it over to the corporate Borg offshore. That would be the real recruiting ad. Help analyze banks not under our control that are laundering money from cocaine and heroin sales. We'll go in and take them over and jack up the heroin price. We're the CIA. We've increased the opium coming out of Afghanistan since we liberated it eightfold. We'll turn your daughters into junkies. The new American pastime is your daughters to be prostitutes. We're the CIA. We run giant child kidnapping rings that even come out in Congress. Nothing can stop us. We've got a nation of cattle slaves who we can feed off of. Join us. This is the final takeover and destruction of America. Ha ha ha! Ron Patrick, a spokesman for recruitment and retention at the CIA, told Reuters Television the agency had received several hundred resumes so far from applicants ranging from people just out of graduate school to laid-off bankers. Notice that deceptive ad. Folks, they're running ads on every Austin radio station I listen to 24-7, almost every break. You think they've gotten a few hundred applicants? More of his disinfo. That's they throw out disinfo. All they do is lie. They don't want you to know about the army of PSYOP Stasi. They're breeding. That'll be commanding the youth brigades with the submachine guns. Oh, you think I'm joking? I'm not joking about any of this. I got Bob Chapman coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN radio network. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.